Le Québec doit se remettre sur pause. C'est pourquoi, à nouveau, nous devons rester à la maison et éviter les déplacements non essentiels. Les rassemblements sont interdits en zone rouge, à éviter en zone orange, et il faut continuer de respecter les mesures sanitaires de base. Pour freiner le virus, remettons-nous sur pause. Informez-vous sur québec.ca/coronavirus. On continue de bien se protéger. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
bonsoir à tout le monde qui a syntonisé Sécurité en cette soirée du 25 décembre. Vous êtes à l'émission Café, votre émission d'art et culture du vendredi. Ici Ève Laurence au micro et je vous invite à rester avec nous pour cette prochaine heure, tout en musique, sélectionnée par Julie et moi. Vous entendrez des chansons qui nous ont accompagnés lors de cette année très spéciale, avec des artistes basés à Montréal, à Toronto et à Vancouver. Merci à Blood and Dust, Xuan Yi, Johnny Void, Uboxum, Jessica Moss, Second Sight, Minimal Violence, Backwash, Soons, Persuasion, Ambient Baby, Honey Drip, Victor Bon Giovanni, Debbie Friday et Jason Sharp pour l'excellente musique produite afin de nous aider à traverser cette pandémie. Merci aussi à mes camarades Esther, Anthony, Alex et Julie d'avoir tenu le fort toute l'année. On se dit joyeux Noël, on se dit bonne année. Vive Café et vive Sécurité.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Yeah. Check. It's been a few months, I was waiting to write you back. I apologize to my dad, place him in the spam. The basics of this rage is complacent in where you stand. Awakening on a fag and the making of a man. Careful where you stand, I'm taller, I'm even stronger. I'll lift you up from your feet, don't tell me I didn't warn you. Tell me don't raise my voice, tell me to make it calmer. There's some shit we gotta clear, is you ready my little partner? I think you're mad because you lost control. You want me to fall in line on the X and O's. You want me on daughter's science. It's sick, a rotten mind. This bitch is all as fine equipped with all your lies. Only thing that I need is some vodka, a little therapy, some weed, maybe Sergio Ibaka. I'm too seraphim, I'm sick and I'm calling the doctor. And you better think the type to just leave you alone if you let me be. It's been years since I talked to Granny, and I think it's pretty sick how I lost the family. And the PI is watching in the solo Camry. How is my anxiety? I should be off the zone. Chosen one, sad bitch, low with scum. Cold as hell, black sheep, talk to up. If the situation changed, I would've said the same shit exactly and the same.
From watching my TV, been checking out the news until my eyeballs fail to see. I mean to say that every day is just another rotten mess, and when it's gonna change, my friends, is anybody's guess. And on Wednesday, I watch the rat. I see the cops out on the street, and I watch them throwing rocks and stuff and choking in the heat. And I listen to the reports about the whiskey passing around. I see this fucking fire and the market burning down. I watch for everybody on the street would take his turn to stomp and smash and crash and bash and slash and bust and burn. But you cool it, you can heat it, cause baby I don't need it. Take your TV tube and eat it. All that phony stuff on sports and all the uncontrolled reports. You know I watched that rotten box until my head began to hurt. Checking out the way the newsmen say they get the dirt before the guys on channel so and so. The further they assert that the show they'll interrupt or bring in news. If it comes up to see if the place blows up, they'll be the first to tell. If it's the boys that are downtown, work hard and doing it well. And if anybody gets the news before it hits the street, they know no one bastard faster than the coverage can't be beat. I see the fires burning and the local people turning on them. Merchants in their shops used to sell their livers and their homes and every other household item. Watch the mob just turn and bite them, and they say it serves them right because a few of them are white. And it's the same across the nation, black and white discrimination. You can't understand me, all the other jazz they hear me in the papers and TV. And this mass stupidity that seems to grow more every day. Every time he has something to say, what's it going to do him? Because the color of his skin just don't appeal to him. Because we gotta sit around and watch the same again. But I bet they won't be many of us who really see his hand. Because the fire in the street and like the fire in your heart and in the eyes of all these people. Don't you know that this could stall on any street, in any town, any state, of any crowd? Besides, now's the time to fight for an ideal who thinks is right. And if a million more agree, there ain't no great society as it applies. You're gonna be our country, is gonna be free. And if the law refuses to see us, all you can ever be is just a lousy janitor. Or else your uncle owns a store. You know that mile and every four just want to mount nothing more. Who wants to rascal crew across the floor and make up songs about being poor?
Thank you. flesh.
Thank you.
Still looking for a holiday gift or two for the special people in your life? CKUT has new merch, including hoodies and t-shirts, that showcase classic designs dug up from our art attic. Head to ckut.ca to discover our new merch store and find out more about sizing and shipping. Happy holidays from all of us at CKUT.
Fêtes vont être différentes cette année. On évite les rassemblements et on fête chacun chez soi. Je sais pas pour toi, mais moi, avec mon temps libre, je pense me lancer en musique.
François Bellefeuille chante le temps des fêtes avec son masque.
Pour de rencontres familiales, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, on sera en visioconférence, fa-la-la-la-la.
Tu vois, il y a quelqu'un qui pue de la bouche en studio?
Ben non, je nous ferai pas ça. On garde la morale.
Un message du gouvernement.
Siete PM y usted está escuchando Listening to Latin America por CKUT 90.3. En esta edición de programas tenemos a un invitado muy, muy especial de Guate, de Guatemala, Luis Alfonso, a.k.a. Huicho, que está el día de hoy aquí con nosotros para hablarnos un poco acerca de su recorrido reciente. Reciente de nuevo como podcaster, como locutor en Guatemala. ¿Cómo estás, Luis Alfonso?
Hola, súper, súper, muy contento de estar con ustedes. Bonito esto de la tecnología que nos permite conectarnos ya a miles y miles de kilómetros y ahora con el internet pues poder estar cada vez más cerca. Me encuentro súper bien, muy contento de estar con ustedes, poder conocerlos, saber que pues podemos conectar y platicar un poquito de todo acá desde Guate. Compartir con toda la gente que nos está escuchando, ¿no?
Así es, y nosotros estamos, como ya dijimos, encantados de tenerte. Tenemos también, ayudándonos aquí en el crew, a la famosísima Juliana.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Siempre es un gusto volver a Listening to Latin America.
Y también tenemos a la Prezi, Jenny.
Hola, buenas noches.
Así es. Bueno, quédense después de la pausa porque, como ya les digo, esta entrevista estará excelente. Huicho es un tipazo. Así que vamos a un corte musical y volvemos.